Sorry about the technical problems, my friends. That's the challenge of technology. So I'm going to start right now talking about the topic and recording it just momentarily. Let's start.
All right. We will start recording in 3, 2, 1.
You got an IRS W-2 form in the mail. Does that mean that you must file a 1040 income tax form? My name is Payman Motahede. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and I will answer that question for you clearly, and it's better than you think, my friends. First of all, I want to invite you, if not gone to our website, go to livefreenow.org, okay? And that's going to be your first source of education and information. And here we are as a W-4 form. Let's start with what the IRS is talking about, the W-2 form, okay? So here it is. This is a sample W-2 form where employers send to people. You got one in the mail where it has your name on there, the company that paid you, how much they paid you, how much they may have withheld or stolen from your paycheck to send to the IRS, okay? So from this, we're going to go and look at the law. But to look at the law, folks, I'm going to tell you what the law is. This is the federal tax laws. It is called, read it, folks, Internal Revenue Code. This is my personal copy, 2005 edition, on paper. And as you see, this code is full of tiny font on this tissue paper, thin paper. Over 10,000 subsections, perhaps over 100,000 subsections. Don't worry, folks. I've got this thing mastered, and I will decipher for you exactly what it is. And I always insist, you should follow the law as written by Congress, as interpreted by the U.S. Treasury, and as upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, as written. We're going to go right now to the next slide. Here, I'm going to show you, folks, in this Internal Revenue Code, I showed you some of the code sections. Here we are. We're going to go to Title 26, which is Category 26 on federal law, and it's called here, from Title 26 Internal Revenue Code. And I got this, folks, from the official page of the Law Revision Council of the U.S. House of Representatives. That is the lawyers of the House of Representatives. They published the law for everybody to see and follow exactly as it is written. And it's from the uscode.house.gov website. And they have all these categories of federal law in there. This is Category 26, the Internal Revenue Code. Okay, so here we go, folks. From Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, it says on there, right? And this is Section 6051, Receipts for Employees. And what does it say? It talks about a requirement that every person required to deduct and withhold from an employee a tax under Section 3101 or 3402, or who would have been required to deduct and withhold a tax under Section 3402, right? So these are the withholding laws, 3101 and 3402, right? And all right, who else does it apply? Or every employer engaged in a trade or business who pays remuneration for services performed by an employee, right? In that, those people, right, what they gotta do, okay, it is right here. It says shall furnish to each such employee, here we go, folks, a written statement showing the following: the name of such person, name of employee, and so forth. This is the law, folks, for the W-2 form. I'm scroll down. That's what it is. That's what you see. So if you go back up here, folks, and folks, I apologize for the convoluted long sentences they make. I've cut down to relevant parts. Now, before we go on, you're wondering what the word trade or business means. I'm going to have to define that for you, okay? So here we go on internet. I don't use Google. I use DuckDuckGo.gov. Google is the enemy, spies on you. And I'm going to show you folks here how to do legal research like me in your home yourself. Yes, you have the power to look up and verify everything I say for yourself. Watch. It's that simple. You type in 26 space, USC space, 7701 space, house.gov. And the results that come up right here from the uscode.house.gov, and you open that definition that comes up here in a new tab, and here it is. Okay. Again, as you see, it's from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, and it's Subtitle F, Procedure and Administration, and Chapter 79, Definitions. Definitions are very important because it says here in this section, 7,701, when used in this title. What title? Right here, folks, the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26. Of 54 categories of federal law. When used in this book, right, it defines all these things like person, partnership and partner, corporation, right? Well, let's go down to this A26 and the word trade or business means, you'll be surprised. Look at this. You'll be surprised. It does not mean you as a small business owner. The term trade or business includes the performance of functions of the functions of a public office. Yes, look at that, folks. A government worker, a congressman, a judge, a federal employee, soldier, post office worker, they're all performing functions of public office, and they're all involved in it. Trade or business. Wow. You didn't know that? And you thought I was a construction company owner, computer programmer, artist, doctor, lawyer, independent contractor, salesman, network marketer, that you're in a trade or business? No. According to the law as written, they define trade or business as someone working for the government. So we keep that in mind. Let's continue on a little bit further, folks, to the next tab. Here I went down in section 6051, okay, and also adds here in D that a duplicate of any statement made pursuant to this section, right, and in accordance with regulations prescribed by the Secretary of Treasury, shall, when required by regulations, be filed with the secretary. In short, folks, this is a law that says a W-2 copy goes to the IRS a copy. Okay? One goes to you. You know, that's what they do. But you're not, well, we'll get to that. One goes to the employee. One goes to the IRS. Okay? So far, so good. Let's go to the next tab. Next, I'm bringing you section 3101 that was provided to you earlier. You remember section 3101 was mentioned? Every person required to deduct and withhold from an employee a tax under section 3101, right? Well, what is that 3101? Section 3101 is right here. No, it's right here. Old age survivors and disability insurance. That is the Social Security tax. That takes from, you know, 6.2% of the wages, okay, out of your paycheck, right? So now let's go back, and we're going to go to Section 3402 that was mentioned. That 60% is the wages as defined in Section 3121A. All right, folks. Sorry. We're going to have to go look up Section 3121A now. Okay? It's easy. Relax, folks. It's just pieces of the dot I'm connecting for you. Okay? So 3121A, here it is. 3121A. Wages. For the purposes of this chapter, for this chapter only, the term wages means all remuneration for employment. Oh, okay. That seems easy enough. Is that for you? Wait, we'll find out. Okay. We're going to go now further down here under Section 3121 to be employment. It's defined. Well, look at that. For the purposes of this chapter, right, the term employment means any service of whatever nature performed by a, look at that, an employee for the purpose employing him, right, irrespective of the citizenship or residence of either within the United States. Oh, look at that. Here's a key term, United States. We're going to come back to that term United States because you believe that means the 50 states? Maybe not. Let's wait and see, okay? But the term United States is used several times because or on in connection with an American vessel or American aircraft under a contract or service which you entered into within the United States. Look at that. Or during a performance of which and while the employee is employed on a vessel or aircraft, it touches at a port in the United States again. Wow. Look at that. They all talk about things United States. You know, outside the United States by a citizen or resident of the United States. Okay, that's a key term that keeps coming up. It applies to an employee. So anybody that pays anybody, basically within the United States, citizen or resident of the United States, is all United States focused, right? Take a look at it. I want you to come back and read it slower on your own, this thing, okay? Because it's, and that's all, there it is. Now, after that, it's exceptions, except the term shall not include. So the rest of this doesn't matter. This first paragraph, read that slowly on your own, okay, because I don't want to go over it. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but slowly read it, okay? And now you see the term United States defined, okay? Here we go, the term United States from Section 3121. See, they define that. You know, the term United States is also defined right here in 3121 in E, right? And it says for the purposes of this chapter, right? Look at that. The term state includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. That's funny. How come? It does not include the 50 states. That's how Congress wrote the law. Let's go back. How about the term United States? Does that include the 50 states? Well, it says the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes, oh, look at that, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. That's almost the same list, but not the 50 states. Ah, amazing, isn't it? And you thought all the United States employer that pays the employee within the United States, aircraft that touches the United States, you thought and believed it meant the 50 states. California, Florida, New York? No. You're right now experiencing what I call cognitive dissonance. You're seeing the truth, but for every year, for years and decades, I've been in the 50 states working, and my employers always have me fill out a W-4 form. They always issue W-2 to the IRS, but I'm not the one. They're not supposed to do that for me. I can't believe you, Paymon. I see what you just read the law, but I can't believe it. Obviously, these definitions must include the 50 states, right? What we all know. Wrong, according to the U.S. Supreme Court. Let's go to the website of U.S. Supreme Court right now at supremecourt.gov. This is the U.S. Supreme Court called Stenberg, Attorney General of the Nebraska, versus Carhart. Okay, and it was decided June 28, 2000. We're going to go down in a text of this court, Supreme Court case, and look at the relevant language about definition.
Previously,
it says when a statute or law includes an explicit definition, like what? Like the one we saw. That's United States, and states have all these island territories of the United States, but not the 50 states, right? That's an explicit definition, right? We must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. You got it, folks? Even if it varies from your understanding of the term states, United States, you must follow that definition. And they refer to this other Supreme Court case, and it says it is axiomatic, which means self-evident, obvious, that the statutory definition of the term, something defined by law, excludes unstated meanings of that term, right? If something's defined in there, obviously what's not defined in there is not there. And they refer to another Supreme Court case of Cloutier versus Franklin, when the Supreme Court, again, following the same logic and principle, says, as a rule, a definition which declares what a term means excludes any meaning that is not stated. Again, what's not there is not there. Boom. So when we go back to the term United States and state, there it is. The term United States is those four island U.S. territories. State includes those four island territories plus the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. So therefore, what does that mean? That means in Section 6051, receipt for employees, okay? All this applies to those who are working for someone in U.S., in Washington, D.C., and the four territories. Now, I'm going to go to take you to the front page of our website, and I'm going to show you a written version of this and the oral version of this issue of Social Security tax in a little more detail. Because you're wondering about the Social Security tax issue, folks, here it is. If you go to our website, livefreenow.org, go on the top right to income tax freedom and go down to free yourself from tax withholding and open that link in a new tab. It gets you here. How can I stop my employer from withholding and sending my money to the IRS? This is a regular income tax withholding page. And if you go down on this page, there's a video. Watch this video, follow instructions in the video, and in this page, right? There's a short video and a long video. This is a short video, okay, the first one. The second one is a longer video, part one. And his videos are, you see them right here, on our YouTube channel, Stop Income Tax Withholding. Freedom Law School will help you keep your money. The other one is, how can I stop my employer from withholding my paycheck and sending my money to the IRS? Now we're going to go back to our website at livefreedom.org. Okay. Let's see. Oh, by the way, and now on that same page, folks, we're going to see, but on that same page I was at, if you scroll down, you'll see an actual letter petition to Congress right here. You see that? Next to this PDF sign is blue writing. If you right-click on that blue hyperlink, that will open up the fillable form letter to write to congressmen about this very issue, which explains this petition very much in detail, in a written format. Some of you prefer that. And here, everything is quoted exactly as provided in the law. They're all quoted from government's own web pages, all the stuff. In fact, even more detail than this. And then attached to it, at the end, is a listing of all these laws which are listed in there, and I will show that to you. Here it is, exhibits, all this attached, all the laws we're going to be discussing. And here it is, listed and attached. All the laws referred to are here attached. Okay, just like you see here. Okay, so now we're going to go to the Social Security tax withholding. On Income Tax Freedom tab, go down to Free Yourself from Social Security Taxes and open that link in a new tab. So, shows you how I can stop paying 7.65% of my employees' wages to the IRS. This is about the Social Security tax, right? So you go down, there's a video on this, an explanation how to do this process. The video, folks, is right here. Again, do Social Security, Medicare taxes apply to your wages or wages you pay your employees? That's a short version. And on this page, okay, you're going to find a petition right here, petition to payroll Congress. And you can open that link in a new tab, okay? And by the way, the short video that I showed you, links to the longer video. Do Social Security and Medicare taxes apply to your wages or wages you pay employees? Full presentation. And folks, here is the petition to Congress, justification for congressional investigation of payroll tax collection. Again, everything here is quoted from the laws as published by the government, right? All the stuff is there, and all of the laws that are quoted here are listed at the end and attached. Here's the attachment list, and here's the same stuff that I went over with you, folks, is here. It's all highlighted in here for you. Now, if you go to our website, what you want to do is on the front page, go to Education Materials tab, go down to Eye-Opening Education, open that link in the new tab, which tells you an amazing thing. The truth is, folks, check this out. You are twice as likely to be struck by lightning than to be sent to the prison for not filing 1040 income tax confession forms. Folks, I just showed you, you are not supposed to have been a person that a W-2 was sent about you. Because you're not in Washington, D.C., or the four island territories. But the crooks in the U.S. Department of Injustice, IRS's management, and double crooked judges, the same deep state you've been hearing about, right, for the last 4 years of Trump presidency, they were attacking him, the same criminal deep state Washington, D.C. swamp. These same crooks do try to once in a while go after people who don't follow 1040 forms, but that's so rare. You know, you are more likely to be hit by a lightning than your chances of going to jail for not following 1040 forms. You're not afraid to be hit by lightning, are you? Do you walk around worried, I'm going to be hit by lightning? No. So why would you worry about going to jail for not filing? That's a myth. No law requires you to file. And folks, now with this, by following the law as written, you are guaranteed, if you follow the law, if you write the congressman like I'm telling you you should do properly and keep a record of it by certified mail, you can take that to a jury to judge, and it's like garlic to the vampire. Yes, the law is garlic to the crooked deep state U.S. Department of Injustice, U.S. attorneys, and the double crooked judge who knowingly and deliberately ignored the law to protect this criminal socialist communist system imposed on us. So let's continue. There's more good news here on this page. You should see and know. Okay, you should watch this video, okay, about this topic, but I want you to see this one. This is one of my favorites, folks, okay? You go down, there's one here. Freedom Law School shows you how the IRS exposed themselves as a paper tiger. Yes, IRS is a paper tiger. Open this link in a new tab and get you this page. Yes. The IRS, the big paper tiger exposed. Yep. Now, look at this, folks. The fact is the IRS received $120 million 1040 income tax. Yes?
We'll have to cut this part out because the lower third was still up on the screen. So if you can start just back over where you were, and then we can fix that.
On this page?
Yep. When you went back to the screen, the lower third was on the screen.
Okay, all right. So, folks, on this page, IRS, the big paper tiger exposed. I'm reading to you, this is a fact, that the IRS received $120 million 1040 individual income tax confession forms for the year 1996. Yet, according to the IRS, 63 million individuals didn't file returns for that tax year. Yep, that is more than half of filers. Yes, did 63 million non-filers go to prison? No. Yep, in 2016, only 159 non-filers went to jail. That's it. The IRS is mostly bluff. Watch this short video on this topic. 63 million non-filers, IRS says. That's not me. That is their numbers. Okay? And I'm going to show you their letter. IRS, this is their admission. Their letter. As you see, from Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service, Washington, D.C. I'm going to zoom in on this letter a little bit more so that I read it with you. Okay? So here it is, folks. This letter, as you see here, was sent on September 24th, 1998. To Mr. Duane Abel in Portland, Oregon. And it says, Dear Mr. Abel, thank you for your letter to Mr. Charles O. Rosati, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, dated July 7, 1998. We are pleased to provide you with the following information. And I am pleased to be the only source on the internet to have this letter to provide it to you with the IRS. Confesses to about their weaknesses, their incompetence. Based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate, they don't know the estimates, there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed a tax return and initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. This estimate is based on data available to the service on the individual master file. So, yes, that was in 1996, a quarter of a century ago, $63 million non-filers. Today, the number, who knows, probably 80 million. It's all estimate. So out of every three Americans, approximately one out of three does not file a 1040 form anyways. Now, they don't know they're not filing because there's no law. They just don't, many of them. But there's no law requiring you to file income tax anyhow. You want to follow the law. I implore you, my friends, to follow the law as written. And you saw it. You don't have to go through this whole book. The key parts have been shown to you. It's there. All you got to do is follow it. And then you can be free of the income tax slavery system. It's simple. Now, I know many of you, understandably, are afraid of the IRS. Oh, it's famous. People are not afraid of the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, the DOJ. The IRS, oh, just about everybody out there is afraid of them. Not me. I've been doing this, folks, for 28 years. I have not filed my income tax for over 30 years. I was under investigation by the IRS since 1994 as a potential tax fraud promoter for over a year. By IRS's Criminal Investigation Division. Then, from before 2003, they looked at me as an abusive tax shelter promoter. That case, 13 years later, in 2016, they closed that down because I'm not a tax shelter promoter. Meanwhile, in 2009, these guys came and imposed on me, filed 11 years of tax liens on me for close to $700,000, and I removed them all. By IRS's own appeals office and the tax court judge approving it, okay? And I want you to be able to be as confident as me. Be free. I'm sharing all this stuff with you folks because I love you. I want you to be free, folks. Why be afraid? Why be a slave? Okay, so let me show you folks how you can do the same thing on our website. You see that on our website, on the front page of our website. Let me minimize this a little bit. Here we go. When you go there, folks, on the front page of our website, I explain it to you that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax. Folks, I've been sitting for a long time, and I'm free, not getting in trouble, because it's all true. And they know it. They don't want to come after me, try to put me in jail, indict me, because I will expose them. If I win in a court on this issue, that's terrible publicity for them. They're just hoping that you never find out about Freedom Law School. As of this recording, I have only 18,000 YouTube subscribers. That's it. They're hoping you just don't know about me. Well, you are fortunate enough to find out about Freedom Law School, and now you can see yourselves. So check out this 10-minute video. Okay, which you links to a longer video also, and you start the process of freeing yourself. Now, again, some of you will say, Paymon, look, I am not comfortable doing it alone. You're showing me all this stuff. I can see it. It's true. And I don't have the time to learn all this stuff like you, who've done it for over a quarter of a century. Can I have someone like you back me up? Well, that's what people asked me in your 2001, 20 years ago. And I did that. I created a program called the Royal Freedom Package for those of you who want to be free. And I said, I would really love to have someone like you to be there backing me up. Okay? Now, after 20 years of doing the program, I got to be so good at it with experience, right? Successes and some losses. I'm not a perfect. I'm a human being. I made some mistakes, but I learned from those mistakes. Now, from all that, I've been able to make this program so good. It works so well for you. I'm going to make you an incredible, unheard of guarantee. Okay? Here it is, folks, on our front page. Freedom Law School 7-year $1 million guarantee. And it reads like this. Lawfully, like I'm showing you, stop filing and paying U.S. income tax with our Royal Freedom Package. And Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years. Or Freedom Law School will reimburse you for up to $1 million. That's the hell of a guarantee, folks. I'm not putting my neck on the line for $1 million for 7 years unless I knew that I could do it much longer than that, 8, 9, 10 years minimum, if not forever. Keep these thieves out of your pocketbook. That's why I'm making this offer, and no one else has it. You should talk to your HR block, accountant, CPA, bookkeeper, even your tax attorney, and ask them these questions. I'll show you right now. Look at our website. Under Education Materials tab, go down to Questions to Ask Your Tax Preparer. Open that link in a new tab, folks, and here it is. You should ask these questions of your tax preparer, okay? And these questions are absolutely amazing. Here's a video on it. Bottom line, I'll tell you this, folks. Right now, your tax preparer gives you zero guarantee. TurboTax, H&R Block, Liberty Tax, bookkeeper, CPA, enrolled agent, accountant, tax lawyer, zero. And they're greasing the skids for you to go to prison. Not them. Who prepared a 1040 income tax confession form for you, they will not go to prison. Even though they prepared it, you will. IRS will not take their money. IRS will take your money. And you have to keep paying them by hourly, unlimited, no limit, to defend you, which they don't know how to do anyhow. And there's no guarantee at the end of the results that IRS will not take your paycheck, bank account, home, property. They provide no guarantee because they do not know the law, the Internal Revenue Code. They do not. If they knew, they would have seen what you just saw and not be doing what they're doing, would they? So, go through this questionnaire yourself. It's short, and with a tax preparer if you want, watch these videos. No, you don't have to file a 1040 income tax confession form. And the reason you don't want to do that, folks, because it's incredibly dangerous, folks. Okay? When you file, if you go back to our eye-opening education page, folks, you'll see on this page, right? I'm going to go down a little bit lower and show you on this page that you sign these forms under penalties of perjury, which means throw me in prison if everything on this form is not true, correct, and complete. And guess what? Even this lady, the chief judge of U.S. tax court, Judge Krupa, could not and would not defend her 1040 income tax confession forms and went to prison for, 34 months by pleading guilty. She was looking at going to prison potentially for over 20 years. About, 22 years she was looking to go to prison, and she's a judge of tax courts. Can your accountant do better? TurboTax or your tax lawyer do better? Folks, you don't have to now wonder, well, gee, what do I do? Not file alone. File, take a risk. The answer Freedom Law School has for you, my friends. Okay, all you have to do is, folks, is very simple. Go to our website, okay? And the Royal Freedom Package, you know, you're not bothered, but you can do all this stuff as much as possible, folks. I'll put as much as I can for free for all of you on the website. But I tell you what, I got this package for every one of you and affordable for every one of you, okay? So you click on the Royal Freedom Package, open that link in the new tab. Here it is, folks, the Royal Freedom Package. It's about how you can lawfully and safely stop filing and paying income tax with a seven-year million-dollar guarantee. Look at that, folks, for as low as $400 per year. Yes, as low as $400 per year. What I've done is for younger people, 34 and under, it's a graduated low-level cost. In high school, $400 a year. Under 25, $1,800 a year. 29 and under, $1,800 a year. 34 and under is $4,000 a year. However, over 34 is $9,000 to start, $4,000 a year. But you can put down as low as only $1,000 and make payments, or better yet, just share this truth that you love with other people. Let them sign up, and I'll pay you 50% of what they pay for that first year membership toward your membership. And then I'll put cash in your pocket as well. Yes. If you go to our website again under course packages, go down to Freedom Opportunity Plan. Okay, you can do it that way. Or you can go on our front page of our website, on the home page. All you got to do is go down there to the here. You can get $4,500 cash tax-free. Click on the Freedom Opportunity Plan listed here on the left-hand side, bottom left, and the tab that opens up to that page explains to you this program, okay? It's all in detail. There's a video there. So you all can be free. But I tell you what, one thing can stop you. And that thing is fear. False evidence appearing real. The deception they've done will keep you frozen. I saw all this, but I'm not gonna do it anyways. I had a guy interview on his YouTube channel recently. He loved what I do. He's a great man, freedom lover, but he's so afraid that on his interview of me, about five times he had to say, "Well, it all sounds good. I see it, but I'm gonna keep filing my tax returns," because unfortunately, fear stopped him. Folks, love of truth is your key to freedom. Of all this information, education, the law, in order for you to be free, you have to choose love. What is opposite of love? It's not hate. It's fear. Love has you growing, seeking goodness, joy, pleasure, growth, share, having more for everybody and you, right? But fear keeps you with a mask on. Oh, so I don't die of COVID. Oh, so I don't give grandma and grandpa COVID and kill them. Stay away over 6 feet. I will not give anybody a hug or even shake hands. I will lock myself down in my house so that I don't die of COVID. That's fear for you, folks. Love opens up everything. With love, you're open to learning. Truth. Truth, folks, is a famous saying, seek the truth, and the truth shall set you. This is why. I've led you to the water, my friends. But it's up to you to drink. I've given you tools and information, but it's up to you to continue on your path of search for truth that will free you. I'll take the chains of slavery off and say, ah, I can breathe free and be free. So I invite you, my friends, to take the mask off your eyes and ears. Go to our website, watch these videos, and free yourself. Literally, it's not up to me to free you. I cannot free you. You have to choose love and freedom over fear and slavery. All there, it's for your taking. I invite you in this and everything else you do in life. Always ask yourself, am I coming from fear or love? Every decision you make in your life, am I coming from fear or love? Let love be your guide. If you're coming from fear, I'm going to do the wrong thing. If you're coming from love, it's going to be the right thing. So, with that, folks, I invite you to choose love and freedom and prosperity and joy. Continue your education with Freedom Law School, and please love others. Share this with other people, folks. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us. Get on our email list, folks. If you go to the front page of Freedom Law School right here, folks, we're going to be cut off very soon on high tech, right? Probably YouTube and Facebook. So go on the front page, livefreenow.org. And right here, it says get your free freedom education package now. On the right side, sign up, get started below, fill out the information here, right? Click on this gold button. Yes, you want your free freedom education, right? That way, when we get cut off of YouTube and Facebook, folks, you will be in touch with us. We can reach you and know where we're at. So with that, folks, I give you my love and invite you to for you to choose love as well, so you can be free, prosperous, with joy and happiness for you and those that you love around you.
40 minutes.
How long was it?
48 minutes.
Okay. Very good. I'm going to have to do a short video on this thing, but I'm not sure if you have people with questions on the phone. Folks, right now it's tax season, end of February. We have a lot of people with questions, asking questions. So I don't want to keep you guys waiting. If you have questions, you can call now, or I can do a short version of this thing and do it later. But maybe I... Yeah, let me answer your questions, I guess, on the Freedom Hour now. But let's see. And then I'll do a short version probably at the end of the recording. So those of you who have to leave, you can leave, okay? All right, from what area code is the caller from? We have a caller from area code 505, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Okay. All right. Well, my friend from New Mexico, please give me your first name only for privacy, no last name. Tell me how you heard about
Alton,
and then your question. What's your name again?
Oh, Alton.
Very good.
A-L-T-O-N. Yeah.
And how did you get off to law school?
Yes, I got a letter from my employer saying that they got a letter from the IRS saying that they have to start withholding taxes.
Hold on. How did you hear about Freedom Law School, Alton?
What's that?
How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Oh, I heard about it last year, and I was kind of like curious, and then I signed up for it. And
for free in an education package.
I don't remember if I subscribed to several other websites, but this is one of them too. So and then I just came across this when I was curious about a lot of things about taxes, and now that a year when I started working for this company, I usually put exempt on my W-4, and I never had any problem. And it's been going on for over maybe 9 months, and then finally the new year came up, and they sent a letter to me saying that that I'll be on the what did it say here? Compliance, something like that. If I don't pay my taxes or change my W-4, but withholding compliance program. That's what it says. And then I saw one of your W-4 example with the exempt on it, and but it stated 2020, and I wanted to redo another one with the. With the 2021 and make a copy of that and send that back to them again. But it says here on this IRS thing, and I tried calling them back, but nobody's there. There's no name or no representative or anything like that. But every time I call over there, they just put me on hold or it says that I have to have all my documents ready. I mean, I don't have all the documents because, I believe
hold
that it doesn't apply to me.
I'm going to clarify what the letter is for our audience. The letter you got, I think, is it called the lock-in letter, where it says that tells your employer to put zero allowances for you, so they deliberately over-withhold, give you not even one allowance for you, so that they take too much out of your paycheck, even by their own rules, at this way, you're forced to file the 1040 form to get some of your money back, correct?
Yes, it's a lock-in letter, it says,
Yeah, okay. I know what you got. Look, how much are you making a year, Alton, roughly?
Roughly, I work overtime. In a week, I make about $1,500 when I work overtime.
$1,500 a week. That's gross. Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. I wish you had gotten with Freedom Law School back then, when you heard about Freedom Law School a year ago. Because our withholding program to stop that stealing, it's a process of you writing your congressman that you're not subject to any of these withholding laws at all. Like I just showed you. And you write to the congressman, wait 60 days, then contact your employer, say, hey, no more withholding. I'm not subject to these laws at all. I'm not a citizen of Washington, D.C. or resident of D.C. And I do not get, money for performance of functions of public office, which is federal office, by the way. And that your employer would have known that, you know what? There's no need for a W-4 from you at all. It doesn't apply to you. It's as if the IRS writes to your company and say, have Alton fill out a corporate tax return. And you tell the company, well, I'm not a corporation. So that doesn't even apply to me, right?
That's what I said when I got hired.
I mean, at that time, that none of these applies to you. That's what you have done. But you didn't. Now, unfortunately, you're behind the eight ball. Now I got to get you out of this hole that you're in, and it takes more work is not guaranteed either. Okay? You have to go through this process of writing your congressman and then follow with your employer, go up the chain of the company to try to stop this thing. How big is your employer in number of employees? 10, 1,000, 100,000? How many people, how big of a company is it?
Well, there's a main office somewhere in Utah State, and they have people in Colorado, and I'd say more than 1,000. Over 1,000.
Over 1,000 people. So
yes,
you have to work your way up to the company's tax lawyers who understand this stuff when you approach them and have them follow the law and disregard that letter altogether and stop the withholding. It's not going to be easy. I'm just being upfront with you, okay?
Yes.
But if you, I can...
See, I used to work overtime,
it's not guaranteed,
but...
What's that?
Yeah, I used to work overtime, but now, because of that, I don't work overtime. The more money I make, the more they're taking out. So that's why I just... go with the regular hours, and they're all like, why are you working just regular hours now? I used to work a lot of overtime. And I told him, you know, Uncle Sam is taking a lot from me now. If he was working beside me right here, that would be fine. But, you know, he's not around here. So why should I,
Uncle Sam,
you know.
Wait, stop. Alton, Uncle Sam is not taking your money. It's not true. The company is stealing from you. That letter from the IRS is toothless. It's lawless.
Yeah.
Illegal. Because you are not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. Okay, all these territories, island territories, to apply to you at all, any of this stuff. Okay, but the company is ignorant and they have the fear of the IRS. If you don't take Alta's money, what this letter says with no name, just a computer signature, you know, we'll get in trouble. No, they won't. But they don't know that. They don't understand that it's IRS. So it's the company that's doing to you. You can leave this job, get another job that pays you better. Okay, or maybe, because right now is a good time to look for a better job. We have full employment right now. Option one, quit the job. Go to employer that appreciates you. And you can tell them that. You don't stop this. I'm leaving. I'm going to look for another job. You can tell them that right up front. And they will not be able to find someone as experienced as you that they want and need you to work overtime. But
I thought about that.
Yep, that's your best option. The next thing
and
is,
they say that that I'm one of the best employees there, you know, because I have the knowledge to do their work. A lot of people that don't know how to install the things that I do, so they kind of put me highly as their employee. So I think I would try that.
Try that and tell them, look,
dude,
you got
probably
this letter.
Do that.
Is you could ignore it. If you don't ignore that letter, I'm leaving. I'm going to look for another job. I'm not going to work overtime. I'm going to look for another job. You let them know right up front. And it's going to go up the chain.
Okay.
I'll suggest what you want to do. If you feel confident you can get another job, that's fine. Okay, get another job. But I would suggest if you work with Freedom Law School, I will take care of this problem for you as best as I can with your existing company or the next company, making sure it's done right for you. Okay? So if you want to join the Royal Freedom Package, I'll do it for you as best as I can. Or you can try your best with all the tools we have available on our website and our YouTube channel. Try it yourself also. You have choices.
What's the minimum to start?
1,000.
1,000? Okay.
Payments on the rent, or better yet, refer more people to join. Okay, I prefer that. We need to get the whole country involved. The whole America, folks. We all got to get everybody involved, right?
Yes.
So, does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I knew that this is kind of not right, you know, because it didn't feel right. Because why? You know, I signed up for this job, and they gave me they made a contract of paying me so much, and then all of a sudden there's a third party coming in, and you know, I didn't sign up with them.
That's right.
So okay, I have ideas now. And I think
okay.
I will do the thousand thing.
Okay.
And then what's the payments on those, or is it a payment or what?
Call our office. They'll work it out with you. Okay? Call
okay.
Freedom Law School. The numbers, put that number on the screen, guys. The number is 813-444-4800. Anybody that answers, they'll go over everything for you in detail, my friend. I got other people with questions. I want to answer their questions. They have. Do you have any other relevant question you want to ask, or can I go to the next question, next caller, my friend? Is that okay with you?
Yes, go ahead. I'm curious of what kind of questions they have.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Okay, let's go to the call from area code 954. What is your first name, my friend, and how did you hear about Freedom Law School? Call from area code 954. Are you still there? Okay. He's not there. Do you have any other live question, live people with questions live? Nope. Okay. All right. And I'm having one of my people answer your questions on YouTube channel and all online. We're doing that. So I'm going to go and do a short version of this presentation, folks. Okay. So give me a minute to get myself mentally ready, because now the short version is a harder one to do. A new question popped up. What's the area code? Okay, call from area code 408. All right. Call from area code 408. What's your first name and how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Yes, hello. My name is Layla. And I heard about you, I think, from Google, just searching.
Layla, that's a Persian name. Iranian, where I'm from. Where are
yes.
you from, Layla?
Yes, Iran.
Where are you from?
I'm from Iran, and I want to thank you
oh,
for your courage and
Salam.
All the... Hello, Shama.
Any mountain. Okay, we won't talk Persian anymore, folks, for the rest of you. I just wanted to say hello in Persian to Layla. All right, Layla, how many of you have assistance to you?
We're very proud of you, and we admire your courage and all the good information you put out. My question is not so much. I have a little bit of money saved up. It's the first time I've been able to save money, and I'm really worried about what's going on with the economy, and I'm not educated enough to want to risk any kind of investment on my own. I mean, I hear the currency and how everything, you know, real estate. I mean, I just don't know what to do. I did buy a little bit of coins, but a friend of mine helped me. So I'm totally, want to ask you, please, what kind of advice do you have for someone who doesn't have a lot of money but wants to just be able to preserve it? And
Layla, your cell phone reception is poor, and I couldn't catch everything you said. You asked me for advice on what, investment or something like that? If you could call back from a better area, better reception, or a landline, Layla, I would be happy to help you out. But I really couldn't quite make out what you were asking about.
I can try to do that, but I wanted to ask you, you know what, let me take. Is it better?
Go ahead and speak.
Hello?
Let's see. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I wanted
oh, much
to.
Better.
Okay, I was. Yes, I was saying that I just have a little bit of money saved up, and
how much?
I'm not
how much?
Educated in.
How much do you have saved up? What's little to you?
Like maybe about 50,000.
Okay, all right.
Well, I mean, compared to probably people you meet, I don't know. But
I don't know what little to you is 500 or 5,000, you know, or 50,000 or more. I don't know. Okay, yeah, 50,000 saved up. You want to invest it?
Yes. I wanted to ask you, what kind of advice do you have?
How old are
thank
you?
Thank you very much.
You will.
I'm about 6 years old.
I was a financial planner for 7 years in my 20s. I'm 58 right now. So, I know a lot about real estate investing and stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, all these things, because I used to sell securities like mutual funds. But there's no one-size-fits-all answer me or anybody else can tell you without knowing more about your situation, your level of risk willing, taking risks, your level of knowledge. There's no one simple thing I can tell everybody to do that, you know. But I'll tell you just this basic thing is that a little silver is good, gold is good, cryptocurrency I think is going to go even higher than gold. Then cryptocurrency is one good way to go, and real estate is really good if you can buy right now multiple houses, because real estate is going to be up, because we have a big inflation coming up because of all this corona hoax money being spread out in the economy. And at the same time, people are not producing. You have less production of goods and services and a lot more money in the system. That means the value of the goods and services is going to go up. So real estate is going to be one good thing, but you don't know much about that probably. So probably cryptocurrency of all would be probably, in your case, I would guess, would be probably your best way to go. But again, I don't know enough about you to give you some more specific suggestions. That's just a general suggestion. Okay?
Thank you. Do you have any kind of packages that will help investors?
The packages that help what you said?
Do you have any packages for investing that will help people invest?
No, I don't. No. As a Royal Phoenix Package member, you know, because it help people live free, be free of the income tax slavery. Stop filing and paying U.S. income taxes that you do not owe. However, because that deals a lot with your job, how much you make, and that, your investments, real estate, stock, bonds, whatever, your finances. And because, as I said, I was in my early 20s. I got my degree from California State University, Long Beach, in business administration, with a lot of emphasis also on finance, economics as well. And I got through that whole money world of mortgages and financial planning. I help my students on all this kind of stuff. It's not an investment plan per se type of thing, because it's not, but I can guide you a lot as well as help you be free of income tax. I mean, let me ask you, Layla, what do you do for a living? How much you make a year? And do you file up income tax?
Okay. Well, I'm not working anymore, but when I was working last year, I saved up. And no, I didn't file income tax. I haven't filed income tax for years. I don't know how long, but I was employed for about 5 years, and I saved as much as I could, and I didn't file tax.
You know what the best investment I suggest you do, Layla? How old are you, by the way, Layla?
Yes, I'm older. I'm about 60. I would like to leave the U.S. I'm kind of afraid to stay here. I don't know.
Well, you sound younger than 60. I wouldn't know. So you have a very beautiful voice, Layla.
Thank you.
You know, the one suggestion, do you have any children? Yeah, I assume you're single.
No,
do you have any children?
I'm single. I'm eight. Sure.
Okay.
As
and you
as
live
I can
right
be.
Now the Bay Area, San Jose area, is that where you live right now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You are paying a huge amount unnecessary to live in that area. A huge amount. Real estate rent is very expensive, mortgages. I don't care if you own homeowner or renter. Get that account, move out to Central Florida, very low housing costs. That is your number one investment. You take your housing and living costs and gas, everything from here, bring it down to not here or here, but here. Very low. Your $50,000 goes like three times as much than the Bay Area that you live at. Maybe four, because of your huge cost of living you have there. So the best move for you, move out. Come out to Central Florida. is between Tampa, Orlando, Ocala Triangle. That is the best place. Florida's the lowest tax state in the country, most freedom state in the country, lowest taxes, most freedom. And Central Florida is the place to be, and it's relatively the hurricane-free place is this area. Like where I'm at in Brooksville, Florida, that's the place in this area you want to be at. Not Miami, not Pensacola, or Jacksonville. No, Central Florida, like Brooksville. It's a great, fantastic place. You can simply start retiring, you know, and you can get even with that $50,000, you can get a minimum wage job in Walmart, make $12 an hour, and they're hiring. And that's subsidized. You can live fine. People in this area working at Walmart, making $12 an hour, buy and live in homes. Yes, it is so inexpensive here. A Walmart worker in this area can and does buy a home. No way you can do that out of where you are in California. So
you mean
I can
buy something with $50,000?
No, maybe? You could maybe. No. You have to rent for a while, but you're gonna go down. You're gonna go down a lot slower here. You should work. Why are you not working? You should be working. And here, they don't mind older people here. The higher, you know, over 50, 60 retirees, no problem in this area. They're not biased against you like they are in California, perhaps. Okay? All right, Layla. Call us. Love to hear from you, Layla, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you.
My pleasure. Call us. Talk to some of my people here, and we'll try to help you for free. Okay? Call us about Florida, stuff like that. You know, but really the best thing you can do, the best investment, is to not lose money every month on that huge rent, big gas, your dentist, your mechanic, your hairdresser. They all have to and do charge you more because they have to pass on their high cost of living, their rent or high mortgage, and their high gas, their regulations, their taxes. They have to pass it on to you. We don't have that in Florida.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the best thing. Right now, get airline tickets are cheap because of Corona hoax. You get airline tickets cheap.
Yeah.
Come to Florida for like maybe, you know, about $120 round trip. I would suggest you do that. Check out the area if you're okay.
Yes, I will call your office and I'm happy to even pay for any package. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My helper will guide you as best as they can. You are most welcome. My pleasure, Layla. Do you
Thank
have any
you.
More callers, guys?
Khuda
hafiz. Khuda hafiz. That means goodbye, folks. Mm-hmm. Okay. Call for Miracle 954. What is your first name? And how did you hear about your Moscow? Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. We hear you. Do you hear us?
Hello?
Talk.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm Jim in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Wait a minute,
How do you hear about Peter Moscow?
I'm trying to get this dude this right here. Hello? You hear me now?
Yes. I hear you fine.
Okay.
You hear me.
Okay, I hear you. I'm just talking on the phone now. Okay, it's my first time doing this. Okay, let me tell you my problem real quick. Okay, I used to work for the post office in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale. I quit in 2015. My last day I worked in the post office was November the 1st in 2015. I have never worked for anybody else after that. I filed all my taxes my last year working, but I didn't file for the last year that you would file in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have not filed any taxes since 2015. So, but I work for the post office. So that makes me, I guess, like a federal employee, you know, something like that. I worked for them for a little over 16 years. And then I quit and I retired because I couldn't work anymore. and I just had some questions on that as to what I haven't never got anything in the mail. I've never answered my phone. It's a number I don't know. I never answer. So I haven't gotten anything from the IRS or anything like that. But many years ago, about 30 years ago, I did subcontracting work and stuff. I even worked in Vegas for a couple of months once, a subcontractor. Mm-hmm. And I went those 10 years in a row with not filing any income taxes. And then they finally, I guess when I went back home, they contacted me and called me on the phone. And then they asked me, you know, that they were going to fine me $500 a year for not filing income taxes. I said to them, well, what do you show where I worked? How much I made? We showed nothing. I said, that's what you got, exactly nothing. And they never bothered me again.
Okay, so, good. So how you now, my friend?
And another question. So all I do now, I gamble. I go into casinos and I gamble. Hello? Hey. Hope I didn't lose you.
Okay.
Okay. So I gamble. And I've never paid any tax. Oh, another question. I heard that I was watching a thing from Vegas where they talk about the casino. I forget the name of the thing. And they said something about, well, any winnings you got, you have to file a W-2-G in a casino. You know anything how tax works on that? I don't know. I just want to, I've never gone to the IRS window or anything like, never no big wins in the casino or anything like that. Maybe I'll win, you know, 500 or a couple thousand, something like that, you know. That's all. Nothing big. So I just wondered.
Get your question, because people are waiting to get someplace with this conversation. What can I help you with?
Okay. Well, I want to know about. The thing is, I got a call. I got a couple call that calls every so often on my phone, and it says Social Security, and they said something about that there's a problem or something irregular about your Social Security. And so they tell me to call back on their number, and I've never called back.
Let me tell you, hold on. Those are scams.
Okay.
IRS never calls you. Almost never. Like 99.999, they write you letters.
Yeah.
It takes too much human resource to call, especially for you with a small thing. If you were like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you had a tax issue, they would call you maybe. But no, they will not call you. All that is fake calls to try to extort and deceive you out of your money. So ignore all the calls. So you have no call problem. Anything else?
Well, it's just, I've been watching you, you know, on YouTube, and I discovered like 20-some years ago about that there was no income tax law. That I found out, and then I discovered your program. And I just want to say you're 100% right, because I've seen it. And it's true.
Thank you.
And if I get any trouble or something like that, I'll get in my car. And where are you at, in Orlando or where, if you don't mind?
In Brooklyn, Tampa.
In Tampa?
North of Tampa, yes.
Okay, so I could drive up there real quick. The thing I was worried about, because now I'm on Social Security. And I get which I get about $1,500 a month, $15, $20, something like that. And then I get from the post office, I get about $502. So together it comes to like $2,020 or something like that total.
Right.
Being under, so are is a person supposed to have pay any taxes on their Social Security at all? I don't know.
Well, sometimes yes, sometimes not. It depends. But generally speaking, no, unless you're not, you know, you're not from D.C. Or citizen or resident of D.C., but no, you're fine. So it looks like you have a problem right now. You're good, my friend. All right?
Okay.
So can I go?
But if I get any problem, you're the first person I'll call.
All right, my friend.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
What I like to do is to share this information with others. You're not working?
Sure.
So you have time. You have time to go.
No, I live in a mobile home. And they don't know my forward address yet.
You can go and stand in front of the public supermarket and tell them, do you love or hate the IRS? If you love the IRS, this is not for you. If you hate the IRS, here it is. Take that. Here's your freedom catalog.
I hate it.
Let them say that. You give it to them. And the back of this thing, on the back, is a our application for Royal Freedom Package. Okay, you're there. You just, you know, put your name and phone number there. You give it to them. Get the phone number of them, the front page of our website. Tell them in 9 minutes they can see why they're not required to file income tax. And follow up with them. And I'll be happy to pay you, okay, for referring people to Freedom Law School. You're going to have some fun. You're going to get a lot of no's, a lot of not interested. So what? You're doing nothing at home anyhow. You might as well sit in front of a public supermarket with the sunshine, have a good time, wait outside versus indoors, watching TV.
Yeah, that's what I do mostly.
Oh, that's my suggestion. Okay? Consider that, perhaps. Do you have any other questions, guys?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You are most welcome. My pleasure. Let's go to call from America 213 from the heart, International Communist Republic of Mexicania, Los Angeles, city of angels, which has turned to city of hell. Yes, my friend. What is your first name?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, hey, greetings, Paymon. My first name is Bayete. It's pronounced like the Spanish word Cayete, but it's Bayete.
Bayete, B-A-Y-A-T-A. And no. How did you hear about law school, Bayete?
Actually, over the past, I would say 5 years, I'm about 26 years old right now, so I would say when I'm 23, 24, maybe 22, I was with the Freedom Movement and learning all, you know, online from freedom speakers like yourself. Huh?
What group were you with?
No, I was learning all online. I learned from SEDM.org on YouTube. I learned from Finding Your Channel, The Granada Forum, listening to Moorish American groups. I learned from a lot of different areas, and over time I would, you know, try to piece it together, and I would just walk because I lived like in a walking distance to downtown LA, and I would go to the law library and see it's real. It's in the books. It's like it's 100% real.
Right. I've been to that law library in downtown LA. I know. Yes. Continue.
Yeah, but the thing is it's real, but also, you know, the demons, the people that try to lie to you, you know, it'll be a federal representative in your area. You can't. It's like everybody around me was trying to work against me in a certain way. I'm 26 now, and as I look back, I can see that if you try to free yourself or you try to correct your life, or you try to see, you know, if what you guys are speaking about, if, you know, the Internal Revenue Code Title 26 is actually Title 26, is it private or is it public law? Is, you know, a trade or business really a trade or business per the definition, or United States is really per the definition United States? And I went to the law library and found it and just to check, and it's real. But the also real part is. You know, I would lock my bike outside, and then I'll come back outside, and the bike would be unlocked. And that's the part that, you know, a lot of people don't speak about is, you know, there's a lot of gangbangers out here that actually don't want the young brothers like myself to get up and try to leave L.A. And I'm trying to leave now, but it's like as I try to take a step forward, you know, people threaten me. I drive around. It's kind of scary, man, but I'm trying to leave Florida or somewhere.
I know. I see all the Skid Row, the homeless has grown so much there. I know. It's very, very sad. It's very heart-wrenching. You know, when I came to California in 1977, I heard, there's a little bit of a homelessness in downtown L.A. only, but now it's so huge, it's so everywhere. So listen, leave. Just come down, okay? Come down to Central Florida. I want you to call my office tomorrow. Okay, Bayate? You call
okay,
my office.
I'll call the office.
You make a move. We love you. We want to help you. Give us a call. Put the number
all
on the screen.
Thank you, payment.
Okay?
All right, no problem.
All right. A guy as smart as you that cares about truth, that cares about freedom and honesty and loves the truth, man, I like that. I want to help you. So, okay, give us a call.
And
we'll
the thing is, payment, I'm sorry, but the thing is, payment, I tried to tell my friends, I would tell my friends that lived in the community that I did that, yo, look, you don't have to pay your taxes if you don't work for a federal, you know, agency or blah, 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 you know. And they'll start shaking their head or getting real scared and like, no, I don't want to, you know. I tried to do the advocacy part, but, you know, I ended up living at people's house that worked for federal representatives, and I didn't even know it. But I'm going to just stop right there, you know, just thank you, though, for
tomorrow.
What you do.
Okay, and my people will know, but write his name down, guys. He's going to call us tomorrow, talk to Benny or Darlene, okay? They'll help you out, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
All right? You're welcome, my friend. Any other people have questions? Okay, all right. I guess it's time for me to do the short version. Okay, all right. Let me get myself together. By the way, I'm going to give you guys our live Freedom Hour a special treat, okay? There's something very much from my bottom of my heart. I want to share with every one of you something profound, you know, much more profound than what I'm sharing with you, okay? Look at my screen. You got to go on YouTube and watch this video. It's called The Near-Death Experience of Jeffrey Olsen, O-L-S-E-N. Okay? It's about 45 minutes long. And it's about a man who literally, in a car accident, died and came back to talk about it. And it's look, I'm a very strong guy. By listening to that story, it touched me so much, I cried. And it still makes me cry, just thinking about it. And it's so inspiring, so lovely, so I just can't put words to say to you well enough, but you're going to love hearing this thing. And that'll give you a different perspective why I do what I do. I believe I was meant to be here to try to be part of the effort of love and good to bring it to the world. These evildoers out there are in fear. They're afraid that their careers, their future will be jeopardized if they don't continue to work with all this evil stuff. They hate the job in government, government workers, in these big corporate people in the big cities. They hate it. They're always trying to go after more money and competition and, you know, and hurt people in the process. That's not where it's at, folks. Life is not about that. So there's a much more to that. So I won't say any more. I'm going to get you a preview. Watch on YouTube The Near-Death Experience of Jeffrey Olsen. Less than 2 years ago, it's got 1.4 million views almost. It's really something that you're going to really appreciate. Say, Payman, thank you. So with that, folks, let's go and start the short presentation on this topic. I'm going to have to cut this one short because I cannot do a long one on this. Okay, yep. All right. Ready to do a short one, guys? Let's do it. Did you get a IRS W-2 form in the mail? And now you are wondering whether you should file a 1040 income tax return or not? I will answer that question for you. My name is Payman Motahedi. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School. And I'm going to give that answer to you in a short version. Then a longer video will come at the end. You ought to watch that for more detailed answers, okay? So let's go to my screen, folks, because, you know, folks, I founded Freedom Law School in 1996. I've been at this stuff for over a quarter of a century, teaching people about the freedom, law, and your rights, how to be free, and the IRS, how they're deceiving and robbing you blind without even realizing it. So go to our website at livefreenow.org. This is where you want to start. At our website, always, for more information, education here, livefreenow.org. Let's go, and here's a form W-2. Sample one you see in front of you, right? This is what you got in the mail. Okay, let's look at the law. The law about withholding is right here, the Internal Revenue Code, folks. This is the federal tax laws, okay? This is where all this stuff comes from. Here it is in front of me. The entire Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws are right here. And I'm going to show you from the laws. This is toilet paper thin, you know, small type, my personal copy. Same thing is online. I will show you now. This is section 6051 of the Internal Revenue Code, and it talks about receipts for employees. And it says, every person required to deduct and withhold from an employee a tax under section 3101 or 3402, or who would have been required to deduct and withhold a tax under 3402, right? Those are the key sections, right? It talks about, and it continues, or every person engaged in a trade or business who pays remuneration for services performed by an employee, right? All the stuff that talks about all these things, right? And it continues that this person has to file a written statement showing a following, okay? It says that this person shall furnish to each such employee, right, a written statement of the following. And here it describes what has to be in the W-2 form, okay? That's the law. Now, let's go look up the section 3101 and then 3402 that it talks about. Here it is, folks, section. Okay, but before we get to that, let's look at definitions of this terms. In the Internal Revenue Code, we're going to look at the term trade or business, okay? Here is definitions from, again, the Internal Revenue Code, section 7701. As we go down, it says, when used in this title, what title? Title 26, 26 USC, United States Code, in this whole thing, okay? When using the Internal Revenue Code, we have to go down to define all kind of stuff, person, domestic corporation, stock. Let's go down to A26, and we'll see in A26 they define the term trade or business as, surprise, the term trade or business includes the performance of the functions of a public office. Yes, those people in government that pay other people, they are in a trade or business, not you as a someone's a business owner, contractor, artist, computer guy. No, you're not in a business. A regular tradesman, a regular businessman, you are not in a trade or business. According to law, only government workers are in a trade or business. So let's go now and look at section, 3101, okay? And section 3101, okay, now we're going to go down further, by the way, I'm sorry, on that section 6051, and here is the part of it, D, that says a duplicate of any statement made, that's a W-2 form, to this section in accordance with regulations prescribed by the Secretary shall, when required by such regulations, be filed with the Secretary. This is where W-2 goes to the IRS, a copy of that W-2 form. And here it is, folks. Section 3101 is about disability insurance, only survivors. This is the Social Security Act. And it says that there is hereby imposed on income of every individual a tax equal to 6.2% of wages as defined in Section 3121A. Wow. We have to look up now this Section 3121A as well. Next slide is Section 3121A. Wages are defined that for the purposes of this chapter only. The term wages means all remuneration for employment, right? But we got to go further about this and read more about in the same 3121B about employment, folks. Now, this It's a little gobbledygook. I'm going to go over it quickly, but slow down, read in more detail on your own, or look at the long presentation, okay? So here it is, folks. It says that for the purposes of this chapter, the term employment means any service of whatever nature, right, performed by an employer of a person employing him, irrespective of the citizenship or residence of either, within the United States. See, anybody employing anybody within the United States, and that's key. United States, you think means 50 states? No, I'll show you it does not mean the 50 states. Hang in there, okay? And you see the term United States defined later on, and here it keeps mentioning United States. Several times, they mention the term United States. Here it is, the term United States. Here it is again, United States. Read this later on about United States by a citizen or resident of the United States. That's key, okay? And I will show you United States is not the 50 states, okay? Let's go next. We see here in the code, folks. I'm sorry, in this, again, 3121, they are right now here defining the term United States. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. Surprise, folks, because it says right above that, for the purposes of this chapter, the term United States includes only these four U.S. government territories. Yes. That's all it is. And it's binding on us, folks. This is the Supreme Court of the United States, in this case, of Stenberg versus Carhart. It came out in 1999. And it tells us, as we go down the relevant page, that as a rule, folks, okay, right here, when a statute includes an explicit definition like here, we must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Yes, because it is self-obvious evidence, axiomatic, that a statutory definition of a term excludes unstated meanings of that term. So the United States is only those four island territories. That's where it only applies. So we would come back. This whole thing only applies to those people have things to do with Washington, D.C. Folks, it was said wrongfully to the IRS by your employer and does not require to file income tax. You got to go to the front page of Freedom Law School website, folks, and read at livefreenow.org about this. Watch this 9-minute video here that there is no law requiring you to file income tax. You watch this video and the links to other short videos explain this to you in more detail, because no, you do not have to file and pay income tax at all. I've been saying this for 30 years. Fully public, not filing or paying even a dollar of income tax, folks. And I want you to be free of the IRS income tax, theft, and deception. At our website, livefreenow.org. Your answers are there for you, my friend. I love you, and I hope you don't be afraid. Let your love of truth guide you, and the truth shall set you free. It's a true statement, my friend. Go for the truth, and you will be free. Okay. Any more questions, folks? This is going to be the last chance. Let's put the call number on the screen. I will answer any more last live questions. Now, call number, let's put it on the screen, is 657, area code 383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will let us know you're waiting to get your question answered. Okay, any online questions I need to answer, guys? Nope. Okay. Now, Harry asks, do I have to pay capital gains tax? You do. You are a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. If you're not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., Harry, you don't have to file and pay income tax on the capital gains, short-term or long-term, wages, salaries, commissions, business income, none of that. Okay? All right, any other questions? Now, King said, let me see if there's a comment. Oh, you did, King Bay? Okay, all right. Very good. Very good. All right. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. And I want to invite you, my friends, to go ahead and continue your journey of love to freedom, prosperity, and joy. Why should we let these deep state crooks enslave us? We don't have to do that. You don't need to do that at all. The only thing that's stopping you is only your fear. False evidence appearing real. Don't let that stop you. Let your love of freedom, okay, let that be your guide. And let that take you forward. Choose freedom, and you will be free. Mm-hmm.